The Bates Hole Christmas Count is one of the last rural bird counts in the nation. Citizen scientists spend part of the holidays counting birds to help inform trends in bird population. Bird counts like this one have been happening for the last 119 years. Wyoming Public Radio's Taylor Stagner tagged along to see what keeps bird enthusiasts flocking to Bates Hole.
Where the narrow place is, one Red Creek goes.
The morning of New Year's Day, the temperature outside is negative 15 degrees as I walk to Charlie Scott's farmhouse. But the chilliness hasn't deterred participation in the Bates Hole bird count, because by 7:30 a.m., around a dozen volunteers are gathered in the kitchen. Over coffee, they think through the day's plan, and I get a crash course in birding. It's something I have never done before. Charlie and his brother Stacy peer over a laminated map of the bird count area.
There might be something, you see right here where it crosses Little Red Creek, this might be worth exploring a bit.
Okay.
On foot.
Both brothers know Wyoming and its birds well. They started birding with their dad when they were kids. Charlie's been hosting the Bates Hole bird count since 1978.
I don't know what you might find up in there.
Over last sips of coffee, Charlie and Stacy banter about the birds they hope to see today.
We do have some rough legs in, but not as many as we have in the past.
I think I had 20 before I saw myself.
Bates Hole isn't much of a town, just a group of houses. And while there is an urban bird count less than half an hour's drive away in Casper, these bird enthusiasts want to experience a truly distinctive birding event. Everyone forms groups, and we head off to our designated areas to search for birds. Charlie Scott leads us between sage and snowdrifts. I look through my binoculars at tree sparrows and black-billed magpies that use the ranch's cows as their perch. Birds are more likely to be found next to open water sources that aren't iced over. We look around irrigation ditches and along the banks of Stinking Creek. And I actually spot something.
Oh, right here. Oh, turkeys.
Turkeys right here. 1, 2, 3, 4. That was her?
Did you see that? Like, no! What?
That's Jason Finkel. He's originally from the East Coast, so he's learned a new set of birds moving out west a few years ago. He's participated in the Casper count, too, but he enjoys the variety out of Bates Hole. He's used to counting birds at bird feeders.
It's different from being in town. It's different. They're not all feeder birds, which is really cool.
All that open space makes bird spotting difficult, but there are also few trees or buildings to obstruct the birder's view.
I think that's what it is for us, is the, you know, the aha moments.
I don't.
Just, you never know what you're going to find. And if you don't go out and look for them, you're never going to see them.
As we continue our trek, we think we see a shrike. A gray, innocent-looking bird with an unusual mating ritual.
The shrikes take their insects that they catch, and they impale them on spikes and barbed wire fences and things like that to show females how good they are at catching things.
That is the best thing I've heard.
It's funny to see you come along and here's a whole bunch of impaled.
Yeah, little grasshoppers, stuff like that.
Charlie's dad, Oliver Scott, founded the local chapter of the National Audubon Society. Oliver Scott taught popular classes about birding at Casper Community College and wrote a book titled A Birder's Guide to Wyoming. The book details maps to locations and descriptions of Wyoming's famous birds like the sage grouse. That's one bird I especially wanted to see. Growing up in Wyoming, I've never seen one. Charlie explains why his bird count is special.
And we have a good deal of sage grouse habitat within the circle. Just the nature of this place, and I think we'll wind up with having seen quite a few sage grouse today.
Soon the count is over, and all the groups get together again for dinner. Flushed faces, including my own, file in for lasagna. Everyone is chatting about the day's discoveries, and I am particularly proud of my 16 wild turkeys and 10 sage grouse. This was the best attended Bates Hole Christmas count in many years, and that's not the only new development. This year, the group saw blue jays for the first time, as well as an uptick in ravens. Before the 80s, those were never spotted here. Jason Finkel describes the appeal of birding for a newer generation.
It's like Christmas. You never know what you're going to see. We like to find the weird stuff.
In all, we tallied 2,423 individual birds and 45 different species. I left Bates Hole with a brand new love of rural birding adventures and hopes that the Bates Hole Bird Count continues its tradition for many more years. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Taylor Stagner.